five.
You know, it's been good so far. Obviously, only 2 days in, but it's exciting. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be around the guys. I love this time of year. It's just a time for us to build relationships, build, you know, just camaraderie as a team, come together. It's exciting time. It'll be good. It's been good so far, and excited to continue that. You know, it was great. Always loved Gerard. Bounced some things off of him the last few years. We had a great relationship. Always have admired him. You know, I didn't get a lot of hands-on experience with him, you know, with him being on defense, but loved his energy, just loved his persona and just what he brought to the building every single day. And so I'm excited to see that as it blossoms, as you know, with him as a head coach. I'm excited for this new start, and to be a part of that is exciting. I have a lot of pride in this organization too. You know, they brought me here, gosh, 3 years ago now, and I'm just excited. I think it's going to be cool to be a part of the new era here with Gerard. Like I said, I always admired him as a coach, as a person. Honestly, as a player too. I mean, he was a great player. So excited, you know, hopefully be a part of that new change. What do you mean, like at the beginning when it started? Well, I mean, once it started, I was like, I mean, I knew Gerard was a coach and all that. So, I mean, I was fired up and excited to work with him. And like I said, he's a great dude, great coach. Excited to kind of grow with him and hopefully be a leader for him in this locker room and, start getting things on the right track.
Why agree in terms of
just wanted to be here. I'm excited. Love this locker room. Love this area. Love this fan base. Love this organization. And I'll just keep reiterating, like, I wanted to be a part of this. And didn't like how last year went. Didn't like how the last 2 years have been. And want to be a part of that change. Yeah, I mean, there's a long process ahead of us. We got a lot of work to do. Obviously, we are all excited to be in the building, get to work, but we got a lot of work to do, and I know we're all focused on that. I know all the guys are for sure. It's a time to grow, time to reevaluate and kind of reestablish ourselves, kind of look at ourselves in the mirror and what we can do better, what we can grow on, and come together as a team. I mean, things are different for sure. They already are in the building, most definitely. So, there's some things we can carry over. There's some things we need to change. Probably can't reveal all of those, but there'll be a process to that too. Obviously, there was a lot of success here for a long time. And we want to be a part of that, you know, next success to come. That starts with us in the building, coming to work every single day. A lot of new coaches, you know, getting to know each other. But we're part of that. We're trying to be a part of that change and change things so that's, you know, not what it's been the last few years.
How much time have you spent with Bob and Bell so far? What are your impressions of him?
You know, a few days in, but I've enjoyed my time so far already. I'm excited. Our tight end room will be fun. He's a experienced coach, been around, brings a lot of energy. All the offensive coaches have been great so far. Been very exciting to be in the room with all of them.
Hunter, are you excited to work with Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. Jacoby, I think he's on year 9 too, so we're the same draft class. So it's kind of weird. I was actually just telling somebody earlier, like, I'm kind of the old head in the room now, kind of the veteran. I just feel like it was yesterday that, man, I was like 22 years old in year 2, but now look at me, I'm on year 9, so I'm kind of the old guy everybody's looking to now. But Jacoby's he's a great player, been around, been in a ton of different systems, been in this system especially with AVP, so bouncing things off him, learning from him, kind of growing with him as well will be exciting.
You mentioned things are different. I know previously comparisons, speaking with us, were kind of taboo. So I want to ask you, not from a judgment standpoint, this is better or worse, but when you say things are different, can you highlight some examples that you see already?
I don't know if I can highlight. Just maybe, obviously, Gerard has a lot of energy. And his persona and just what he brings to a room kind of lights up a room. Obviously, too, I think he was a player. I mean, he's been in our seats, literally been where we are and played, and then also been a coach, too. So he's seen both sides of it. So I think just that from your leader, seeing both sides, too, and understanding us a little bit, too, and what we want and, you know, just maybe listening to us, you know, is good. I mean, he's been exactly where we are, so he knows, you know, what we want, knows kind of how things go. So I think him, just that player experience is big for us.
Hunter, this isn't the first time you've been part of kind of a reset. You were the Chargers when they got Herbert, obviously Mac, and now this new era. What do you think are the keys to starting off on the right foot at this time of year?
You know, this this is a fun time of year. I've always enjoyed the springtime. I mean, it's just a time where all the guys get back together. You know, you separated for 3 months and kind of everybody kind of goes off on their own, which you need to decompress. You need to get away from this game. But to get everybody back in the building, this is a big time for, I think, just coming together, really. And then, I mean, we get to talk ball at the same time. You know, you get to chop it up, get to know your teammates a little bit, hang out outside the facility a little bit. It's a little bit more laid back. And it's just a good time to grow as a team, and then, you know, kind of grow into something as we get going, and then you get to practice with each other, compete a little bit, get a little taste of it, and just kind of build, you know, and keep building until training camp. So this time of year is huge, and I've always kind of taken it as a challenge to kind of get to know people, have a little fun, and then obviously try to get better on little things, you know, watching film on yourself or things you can get better to fine-tune things so that when, you know, the training camp comes, you can fine-tune those, and, you know, when the fall comes, you're ready to go.
Along the lines of getting to know people, you're in the same draft class as Austin Hooper. Do you have any previous relationship with him, and have you talked to him since he signed here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, same draft class, so 2016 draft class. I mean, we go all the way back to the combine, going through all that together. You know, spent some time, obviously, through the years competing against each other. And also, I think we've met a few times before that, but tight end U, we've you know, linked up there a few times. Great dude, obviously a great player. And, you know, it'll be fun to have him in the room and in the mix. You know, something that we definitely was glad to add. Oh, he's been great. You know, it's brief. Obviously, just 2 days of, you know, the last 2 days, basically. And then, obviously, I was here about a month ago. But, yeah, it was exciting. He has a lot of energy, too. You know, I've enjoyed him. Just, you know, yesterday we just got to know each other, everybody. I think that's the biggest thing that we need to do is just play for each other and have a love for each other. Kind of come together as an offense, come together as a family. So that's huge for us, and I think him leading that and being up front is huge. And so it's been, obviously, has a lot of experience too, and had some success. So I'm excited to play under him and be in this system.